Fisteria closes the Pocomoke River. Good morning, I'm Michael Hiplin on the Virginia News Network. Officials from Virginia and Maryland ordered the river off limits for swimming, fishing, and boating at an area that forms the border of the two states on the eastern shore. However, Frank McDaniel with the State Department of Environmental Quality says the microorganism seems to be dying out.
The Maryland Shelltown Command Post is shutting down and will be shut down over the weekend. There's very little evidence of a kill going on out there right now. The gull activity has dropped off, which has been a big indicator to us as to what was going on as far as fish kills. So this episode appears to be coming to closure there in the Pocomoke area.
Officials believe the Fisteria microorganism is the likely culprit for 7 illnesses in humans. Reports of rabid foxes threatening people and pets have set off a regional fox hunt in northern Virginia this summer. The animals have been shot on golf courses, trapped in parks, and tracked down along highways and neighborhood streets. But health and wildlife experts say that despite the panic produced by a few high-profile biting attacks, there has been no significant increase this year in the number of infected animals. Last-minute preparations are being made at Colonial Downs Racetrack in New Kent County before the track opens to the public tomorrow. About 500 horses are stabled at the track. Teresa Carruthers is one of the trainers and says the continuing construction is limiting time to exercise the horses.
Then you can't really train them as much as you want because you're not going to have enough time. So you're cutting corners. But that's just the way it is. It's not going to hurt the horses.
Tomorrow, officials will stage a dry run of the races. The grand opening is set for Monday. Tourists are converging on Winchester for the annual Celebrating Patsy Cline weekend. The tribute doubles as a fundraiser for a museum honoring the country music legend and Winchester native. This is VNN, the Virginia News Network.
Your old furnace may be costing you more than it's worth. Why ask for trouble? Ask the pros at Sears about a new energy-efficient furnace. Because a furnace that saves energy saves you money. Call 1-800-625-6060 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and get 0% financing for 3 months. That's no billing, no payments, no finance charges until December on your Sears Charge Home Improvement Plan. If your furnace is over 10 years old, it probably can't compare to a new energy-efficient Sears model, one that can give you high performance and guaranteed satisfaction. So if you need a new furnace, call Sears for your free in-home estimate at 1-800-625-6060. License numbers on request, APR 15.9, lower in some areas. Regular credit terms apply after 0% finance charge period. Not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply. Ask for details. This offer ends September 30th, so call Sears now. 1-800-625-6060. 1-800-625-6060.
A Fork Union Military Academy cadet who said he endured several years of abuse at the hands of a teacher said he ignored the sexual undertone of their activities because the two were friends. 42-year-old Gregory Allen Moyer, a science instructor at the academy, is accused of taking indecent liberties with children. During testimony yesterday, a student testified the activities, which often involved spanking and nudity, were humiliating. Fredericksburg City Council members passed an ordinance this week banning topless bars or nude dancing. City Attorney Jim Pate says Fredericksburg wants to head off potential problems.
The city has been receiving an increasing number of inquiries from groups that are interested in opening topless bars in the city. And we were trying to take measures to prevent that from happening.
The ordinance is narrow in scope and does not restrict bookstores. This is VNN. Following a promotional campaign urging people to get tested for AIDS, the State Health Department reports a 22% increase in the number of HIV tests administered during the last week of June. The State AIDS Hotline reports a 26% increase in the number of first-time callers. Most school kids will be heading back to school in the coming week. And before you write a note excusing your child from physical education, Virginia Tech PE professor George Graham describes the value of a good program to the long-term health and well-being of the student.
The interesting phenomenon of something like physical education is that it can lead to a youngster becoming physically active for a lifetime and accruing all the benefits.
Graham says regular exercise for school children can set health habits that last a lifetime. I'm Michael Hiplin in Richmond on the Virginia News Network.